I'm happy that shortly we will be having the election of the first female vice president. Yes. And I'm happy that the first female vice president is a woman of mixed race. She's African and Indian. Indian mixed, right? So it's a mixed race situation, and I think that that's a good level of diversity to inject. And I'm also happy that finally we have feminized the office of the White House, because she will become the first female vice president. I would love if it could have been a woman, Hillary Clinton, but you know, this isn't a bad place to start. And the great thing is about Kamala Harris is that she's young, so yes. Kamala Harris can easily become the presidential nominee in either 4 years or 8 years. I suspect that Biden will not do more than 4 years. So she is a logical choice in relation to the next run in 4 years' time. So it's exciting. She's a woman that has Caribbean roots too, as I understand. Her father is Jamaican.
Jamaican, yes.
So it's not far removed from us. I think there's a lot to celebrate in this victory.
Yeah.
I'm also happy about the fact that Biden himself is a man that does have some familiarity with Afro people. He has the support of the Black community in the United States. And he's a progressive guy. And I think you need to have a person that can recenter America.
He understands policy.
Yeah, of course. So
he has first-hand knowledge of policy.
Mm-hmm.
Where the incumbent, he doesn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Trump.
Well, what worries me, though, is that the incumbent was able to do so well. I mean, 60 million votes is a lot of votes. And I have challenges understanding how one person could vote for him for less 60 million.
A lot of people believe the propaganda he spread with turning them into Cuban socialists and all that, you know. That went a long way with the Cuban vote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaks volumes. All right, ma'am. Good to hear from you. And thank you for raising that issue, which took us off onto politics for a little while. Down to brass tacks, 4341790. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
How are you keeping today?
I'm good, ma'am. And yourself?
I'm too bad today. Mm-hmm. That lady was talking about the canards. She's telling all of my daughter, you can't escape road and bite all. And the canal said to her, walk in and I called them 3 months ago. And they take my name or her name. I called back last week and they got me whole name again. Tell me she will call me back in 5 minutes and come here. And the canal is so filthy. I have some of my skitters.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her about curse and all the short cut. They have a young baby. And nobody come and clean the canal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. Once before, you can get cleaned out. And I slept up there at night, and I couldn't sleep. And when morning opened, they had a dead lamb in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that lady...
A dead what? A dead lamb?
Yeah.
Wow.
In the canard. And I couldn't sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the lady take my name. She take her name. Mm-hmm. When the call back, she can't remember in there. She got a look in there, and she was calling back in 5 minutes. And 5 minutes didn't come up to now. So, I don't know where you're going.
All right, ma'am. All right, thank you. Thank you, ma'am, and you too. You have a good weekend, and thanks for your call. I'm hoping that the exposure you've given to the issue will be sufficient to gain some resolve. Don Brastax, good afternoon.
Hey, Peter, how you doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
Let me deal with that lady first. The purpose of a representative is to represent the people of the district, of the community, of the constituency. That lady has a problem with the drainage, with the canal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That should be brought to the attention of the representative, and they are the person that should deal with it. It amazes me how representatives, how MPs so easily can get away with not doing the job that they were hired by the people of this country to do. and find all manner of excuse to do everything else except the job that they were hired to do. And then people have to be calling. I find in Barbados, we are begging too much. We're begging. I listen to brass text all the time, and I just hear people at the wit's end and begging for something to be done to solve certain things, for not even attention, but to deal with the issues that have been brought, that have come to the public.
I want to encourage you, though, to speak to your issue of concern, because I know a lot of times we get carried away talking about other people's issues.
My issue of concern.
So let me get to yours.
My issue of concern is that...
Which I'm assuming is not education today. Because I tired taking advantage of you on education issues.
Taking advantage of anyhow. Listening to you talk about architecture is agony.
Really?
It's agony listening to some of the things you said. When you talk about the tsunami and like, oh, it's located in the tsunami area and that sort of thing. I'm like, oh God.
I said tsunami or I said storm surge.
Just a second, hold on. When I studied architecture, there was a time I saw a building, and he said, God, that building is hideous. A building designed by Frank Gehry, a world acclaimed architect. And my professor looked at me and said, you don't understand. You don't understand. In a few years, you will. And I do know. I have an appreciation for certain things. And one of the things that, when you look at the public buildings, you need to understand the function of the government offices. And it's not, in 100 years or 200 years, do you think anybody is going to be thinking about the building that they put there now, in terms of it being a convention center or whatever, or a hotel? That building would have lasted as a symbol of Barbados for the next 200 years. And the same way in which you look at the Parliament buildings now, a future Barbados will look at that. It is one of the things that represent the architecture in Barbados, designed around that period, built around that period, is the efficiency with which they use energy, taking advantage of the wind. So therefore, there was no need for any air conditioning or massive energy outlays. Look at the hospital and the breeze blocks that I have in the hospital. Natural ventilation blowing through the entire thing. Natural lighting. No need for artificial lighting. All those things that need to be taken into understanding when you look at a building. And the fact that Barb, that is on a major thoroughfare into the city. Bajans pass that every single day driving up and down. And you have a beautiful vista on one side that is for the people. The people's space and the government offices on the other. And each government office, you should be able to go to that office and see your minister. And that is the transparency of it. I remember when I was a child, the public buildings, and you were able to pass through the Parliament Yard. And that represented a transparency. That government was not removed from the people. It was part of our society. And we could see and interact with our ministers at that level. That is the sort of view that comes out. Now, again, this whole idea that you have of that has been exposed by other people, that, oh, the land should fetch its highest value. And I'm like, the arguments that are put forward make no sense whatsoever. You had a building in terms of the NIS building. And again, you can appreciate the beauty of that building. And even if it was running down and dilapidated, the point of the matter is the restoration that could have been done to that could be fantastic. And the location of that building, the sighting of it meant that people from all over Barbados could come into town. Convenience, because you have the bus terminal right there, and do business. So if you're bringing people into the city, that everybody says you can't have enough people in the city, you don't have enough people in the city, and what do you replace it with? Well, park. Now, explain to me where that logic is. Mm-hmm. And I have asked on many occasions, whose vision and version of Barbados are we seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the discussion that you should be having with the people of Barbados in terms of what should be done or
Cyprian, hold on a second, because I just want to respond to a couple of things that you said. Firstly, I was talking about storm surge. I never said anything about tsunami. I said the area is susceptible to storm surge. No, which is a fact. I mean, there's no delusion where that's concerned.
But
Cyprian, let me talk now. You just talk for a whole time and I listen to you. And I'm just saying to you that there are a couple of things that you said I have difficulty with, right? Okay. I find the government headquarters, I find it to be an ugly building. I do not find the geriatric hospital to be an ugly building. I find it to be an attractive building. I also find Parliament buildings to be an attractive building. The point I was making is that I do not think that because I find it attractive, you need to find it attractive, or because I find it ugly, you need to find it attractive, right? I am sure that there are women that you find attractive that friends of yours think are ugly. And I'm sure that there are women that you find ugly that other people find are attractive. But that's the reality of life. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and we all have different interests and different desires and different things that we find attractive and whatnot. Because there are some people who find buildings, which everyone else finds ugly, to be attractive. And I think the case in point is the Eagle Hall market. I've always found the Eagle Hall market to be an attractive building. I like it. But I appreciate that I am in a minority where that's concerned, because most people find it to be ugly and unattractive and impractical. The issue here to me is not whether we like it or not. The issue is whether or not it is okay to change the use of a building and maintain the architectural integrity. Hence, if someone wanted to buy government headquarters and that person was saying, I will turn government headquarters into a hotel, and I will maintain the architectural integrity of the building. If this is what government desired to have happen, and they wanted that done, then so be it. So I don't necessarily know that we have to choose one versus the other. My issue is change of use. And I think that there's a logic associated with removing patients from an area that is susceptible to storm surge and carrying them inland, and fetching a higher price in relation to a facility like that, which can be used for purposes of tourism. And that, to me, is the issue. And I think that that's really what we should be spending time debating and discussing, and not questions of whether the building ugly or attractive, because ultimately it don't matter, right?
Peter,
you like big women, Cyprian?
I like all women, big, small.
That's the point. There are some people who just like to see big women, and there are some people who like to see small women. It doesn't matter.
But Peter,
you like what you like. But the point of the matter is that there is a logic and a conversation that we need to have about the use to which certain pieces of property are put. And that's what I'm encouraging you to talk about.
But Peter, this is the whole thing, right? I spoke to you in terms of the beauty of the building, but that is not the primary focus that I was on. Because I also told you that the fact of the matter that is a public building for Bajans, okay, to relate to the government of Barbados. That is the important thing. I also told you that 100 years from now, the same value that the Parliament buildings has, right, that building will have because of not necessarily its beauty, but because it marks a particular period in history, a birth of Barbados, if you want to say. Right, the Parliament buildings isn't necessarily the most beautiful buildings in the world. Right, they worked in them. But the point in the matter is that the symbol of being the oldest parliament in Barbados and the historical aspect, the relevance is what is important. So therefore, if somebody came to me tomorrow and said, oh, they're going to give me $100 million to tear down the parliament building, okay, and build whatever hotel that can bring revenue to your country, I'm not going to say, no, because there's no price that you can put on that. And this is where I'm dealing with that particular building. Now, in terms of geriatric hospital being relocated, I really don't have a problem with that, to be totally honest. Yes, you can relocate it.
Right, because for you the bar is set at Parliament and government installations. So you're saying government buildings,
Parliament buildings, and so on. The bar that I'm dealing with is set at people. If you build all the windows CC, right? Although you can build all the hotels all around a block, all the windows CC, and then the argument that would be made, oh, well, we don't need to CDC. Leave that there for the tourists because they're bringing in revenue for us.
That's a different conversation.
That's a different conversation. It's the exact same conversation because when you build building there, what are you going to end up doing in terms of what's going to happen to the beach side, in terms of being now lined up with umbrellas and that sort of stuff to service tourists because you build a hotel? And then those arguments that continue. The whole argument that we have in Barbados going on right now in terms of how much development are you going to have along beaches, and then how much access then are Bajans going to have to it? That's all the same argument, the same discussion. So therefore, I'm not talking necessarily just about the beauty of a building, but I'm talking about whose vision and version of Barbados are we seeing? And you can't do that there without having that discussion with the people of the country.
My position is that the discussion is one that we have to have with the people of the country, but ultimately the discussion has to be guided by someone, and the discussion has to end at some point. So I think that we are at a stage now where the conversation has been started by way of a government initiative, and you know there will be a conversation, and I will come to an end at some point. Final word from you, though, because we have to run.
People are being bullied into decisions, into accepting what government is doing.
You're being bullied into something.
How many people had a say in terms of
how many people have a clue about what the problems with the NAS building were, the reasons they had? There been a lot of people that got a clue.
But just a second, hold on. A lot of people might have had a clue.
I told you final word, but it really has to be final word because we have to go. I'm seeing Dennis getting angry. Yeah.
No problem.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. All right. Take care. Good Cyprian. Good hearing from you. Down to Brass Stocks, 4341790. We are on 21 minutes past the hour of one. Remember, we continue until 2 o'clock. And I'm hoping that we can have some exciting conversation to keep you going. It's been a rough 2 days. It's been a rough week period, actually, with the U.S. election off and on, and then St. Vincent yesterday. So I'm hoping that you guys can keep me stimulated intellectually as we move towards the 2 o'clock hour. That is usually the case. So let us assume that that will continue. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Peter, and good afternoon to the listeners.
Hey, Ms. B. How are you, darling?
Hi. How are you, sweetheart? Oh, I can't call you sweetheart. That word is reserved.
Why not?
For Dennis Johnson.
Because for Dennis?
Dennis Johnson. You know,
but that's
you know,
a problem. That's
that
no
game.
Problem.
No, yeah, you're one of my sweethearts, too. You're my next-door neighbor, and I miss you a lot. I really do. I hope you're well, and your partner
I hope to
is
be...
well.
He's good,
and,
yes.
And
yes.
You're enjoying your time. I guess you heard about my confession.
Mm-hmm. Your confession? No,
yes, that I'm in a same-sex relation. They say it's contagious.
Really? So I jump across the road by you?
I married myself, Peter. I caught the bouquet at a wedding on Saturday. So everybody says, this girl's constantly catching the bouquets in I catch them everywhere I go, United States, Canada, and here. I always catch the bride's bouquet. So now they're telling me, you're not married, so that means that you married to yourself. And I said, that's right. You finally got the message. I am married to myself. Anyway, Peter, I have to give a big shout-out to this gentleman because I bided my time, but it's time to let him know and everybody else know we got some really good people in Barbados. One day I was in a rush. I took a taxi. It was raining, and I jumped out of the taxi, and I accidentally gave the taxi driver a $100 bill instead of a $10 bill from my house to Popular. Do you know that that man hunted me down until he found me and told me what I had done? Mm-hmm. His name, I'd like to give it out, is Emerson Rice. I'm not going to give you his license number, but that's his name. And I just would like to give him a special thank you. And I'm going to leave on Monday my name with your reception and my phone number. And I want him to call me. Because now I'm in a position where I can reward him.
Okay.
Okay. Just leave his number and I will call him.
Great, great.
One more thing.
That's good news. That's the kind of news we like to have.
Pardon?
That's the kind of news we like to have.
Yeah. No, it was a great deed, and I really appreciated it because I really needed that money that day to do what I wanted to do, and it was on a weekend, a Friday, you know. Anyways, I have one more thing to say. Peter, we have too many regular callers. They call every day. They're addicted to the show. I understand that because I like to listen every day. And but they don't have to call every day. We need new callers calling the program. And the only one that could detect their voices when they call and try to conceal it is Dennis Johnson. So it has to be on a day that Dennis Johnson manages the phones, and he will know. Let some outside people get on. You know, we don't need these regular callers. Every day they call. They even irritate me. You know, every day. That's why I don't call every day, because I don't want to be a nuisance. And after a while, that's what they become, and we turn off. We don't want to hear anything from them. Call like Winnie does every once in a while. Miss Undecided, she calls now every once in a while. But these people that call every single day, they're really nerve-wracking. You understand?
I haven't heard Strikers in a while, though. What's become of him?
Let him stay where he is. Let him take a break. Let him take a break. I'm talking about these kind of people, Lionel and all of them. Let them take a break. They'd have to call every darn day, the tax man. What's fed up with them? And I'm, you know, I was a regular caller, but I don't think I called every day. Stop them. Let Dennis take over a show one day and announce only people who don't call every day call the program. We want to hear new. We know how these people feel. We want to hear new people on the show. Anyways, I love you. I love Dennis Johnson.
Right.
Give him a big hug and a kiss for me.
Well,
if you can. If you're strong.
He's blowing back kisses at you all. No, I can see him in the screen. He's blowing back kisses at you.
Well,
it's been good to hear you, and I'm glad that you're well. Right? And I hope to see you before the end of the year in person. That's assuming that they let me back into the country, because this COVID thing, all kind of weirdness is happening. I'm hearing word now that there have been considerable cancellations. Apparently, Lufthansa has canceled the planned summer winter services to Barbados. British Airways seems to be canceling or cutting back their schedule significantly. And it's going to be a huge blow to us in terms of tourism, because people are going to have to cancel. The United Kingdom has locked down, well, semi-locked down, I could say. Europe is also under similar conditions, where travel for holiday and so on is basically being discouraged. It's a horrible time for humanity. It really is. Don DeBrastax, good afternoon.